A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome, good morning, 10 minutes past 9. Beautiful morning in Johannesburg. Spring is on its way. Now, this morning I have a very special guest in the studio. I'll introduce him in a few moments. But as usual, we start off with those, unfortunately, who passed away during the week. There was Sharon Bick, Henry Alfain, Victor Eric Cohen, Lily Tepperson, Craig Marcus, Josephine Wiener, Colin David Hurwitz, Myrna Adrian Gruskin, Michael Livney, Roslyn Usden, Sydney Wallace, and Toby Lipinski. Unfortunately, I haven't got the list for this morning yet. If it does come through, I'll announce it later. So I want to wish the respective families Chaim Toivim Arukim and a long and a good life, and may they have no further sorrow. Now, I have in the studio with this morning Dr. Solly Cope. I'm sure many of you remember him. Solly and I went to Athlone Boys High School together. I think he was maybe a year ahead or behind me, I can't remember. But we do know each other from Athlone. And I've asked Solly to come in because we're going to talk about the old days of Domfontein, because Solly went to Domfontein Primary School. He'll give us his background. He lives part of the time in Australia, in Sydney, and in Johannesburg as well. So good morning, Solly. Welcome, and it's a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you.
Right. Solly, give us some of your background. As you said, Domfontein.
Well, I was born in Domfontein in 1933 in a street called North Park Lane. North Park Lane is the street outside the Ellis Park rugby stadium. We moved to Stape Street that was just around the corner from North Park Lane. Next door, the Domfontein School, which I attended from 1939 to 1945. Then I went to Athlone Boys. It was Athlone that was a mixed school, and we became a boys' school later on. And further, I went on to university and studied medicine, and I've done all everything. I'm retired now, and that's about it.
Yeah. Now you mentioned you Stape Street. The Domfontein School wasn't a corner Stape and Bates Street. Corner Stape and Bates.
No. It was in Stape Street.
Yes.
It extended up a little way towards Bates Street.
Yes.
But we were right next door. We were a pair of semis on the southern border of Domfontein School. As a matter of fact, when the bell used to ring and I was at home, my mother used to wake me and she used to say, "Solly, the bell's ringing. You got to get to school." So that's where I was.
Right. And now in the Domfontein School, can you remember some of the pupils there? Wasn't there, do you remember Dr. Dennis Isaacs? Was he there also at school? Because I know he was, he grew up in Domfontein.
Domfontein. I don't recall the name.
Yes.
I don't recall the name,
yeah, right.
But there were quite a number of boys in my class. I don't know, I can mention the names.
Yes.
Jaime Caven.
Yes.
Jerry Jersky.
Yeah, Jerry Jersky, I remember.
Yes.
He also went to Athlone.
He also went to Athlone. Most of the boys from that class went to Athlone. There was Jaime Baxt.
Yes, Jaime Baxt, yes.
Jaime Baxt.
He also became a doctor.
Yes, Cyril Subel.
Yes, Subel as
Sydney
well.
Sydney Subel.
Yes.
Norman Scher, Jack Shapiro.
Jack Shapiro, of course, everybody knows him. Very involved with the Selwyn Siegel.
Selwyn Siegel, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was a crowd of boys. For example, Jerry became a very prominent surgeon in Johannesburg. Jaime Baxt was a pediatrician. Jaime Caven was a gastroenterologist. So that was the sort of type of person that went to school.
Yeah. Now, when I remember when you said Athlone, and also when I started there, I think you were a year ahead of me or two, it was a mixed school. It was co-ed.
Co-ed.
And then afterwards, the girls' school went to the top observatory there in near
Sylvia Pass.
Sylvia Pass, right. Yeah. But our principal then was Mr. Brett.
Brett.
Yes. And before that was Mr. Holland. But that was before our
time. That was our day, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Holland later on became a mayor of
Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, yes. Right. But Brett, I remember very well. Now, you mentioned, like, the Subels. They were very involved. You know, Athlone High School used to have what they call a military band.
Yes.
Not the the typical, like, classical music and all that. It was a military. And they used to win all the competitions. I think Subel was the drum major.
Simi Subel.
Yes.
Became drum major.
Major, yeah. And there was a Benji Brown.
Benji Brown was a drum major, I think, when I was in standard six, form one.
Yes. And we always used to compete against Forest High School. That was the one.
Eventually they beat us, I think, in my last year at school.
Yes. But it was always, and that band, that military band was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Really, it was really something, yeah. Now, you mentioned Dorfontein, and of course, Bates Street, everybody knows Bates Street. Yeah. It was alive. I mean, you could get any and everything in Dorfontein.
Anything.
And you remember the famous Crystals confection?
Crystals, Feller and Flax.
Feller and Flax.
Over the road, they were household names.
You had American Ice Cream Company.
The ice cream was something to.
Yes, and there was Bailey's Confectionery. Remember?
I remember.
And there were seven kosher butcheries. So I'm sure you remember the one of them. Let's go down. There
was
Wachenheimer's. There was Nussbaum's.
Nussbaum's.
Right.
Goldenberg.
Goldenberg's. There was Feller's, which was owned by, you know, Itz Resnick. Remember Itz Resnick?
Yes.
Yes, his father had one there. Then you had Bolnick's, the poultry people.
Yes.
And then had Weiler's at the top there as well.
Weiler's, yes.
And by the way, there was also a bakery there called Speyer's, if you remember.
Speyer's, that was, up towards, Jibbert Park.
Right.
Yeah, N Street.
Yeah. Right. Now, tell me, Solly, some of the names, the principals of your school.
In Dornfontein, we had a Mr. Lewis, who'd come from England to be principal at Dornfontein, and he was caught up there because the war broke out in 1939 and he couldn't get home. He eventually got home. I know I was in standard three, and Mr. Jacobs became the acting principal because the principalship was offered to Mr. Lipschitz, who unfortunately was serving in the army up north, and in my last year at school, he took over the school, and he was very keen on soccer, and he started training the boys in soccer, and they did fairly well once he took over.
Right, but we're going to take an ad break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Right.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome back. So just before I continue now with Dr. Solly Cope, just want to mention an event that's taking place tonight at the Rabbi Cyril Harris Community Center at 7:30 p.m. It's a documentary followed by a discussion, a question and answer with Paula and Lionel Slier. Remember Paula, the famous journalist, and her father, Lionel Slier. It's called 119 Lives Unlived. Awarded third place in the Best Documentary Film category, Moscow International TV Festival. So please, if you can get there, you can call either Hazel or Renee on 011-728-8088 or 8378. It's tonight. There's a donation of 80 rand, including refreshments. That's at the Rabbi Cyril Harris Community Center. So I'm talking to Dr. Solly Cope about the old days of Dorfontein. And you mentioned this, the principal of Mr. Lipschitz, but didn't he come from Jewish government school?
He originally came from Jewish government.
Yes.
I think there was a Mr. Aronson who was the principal after him or took his place.
Yes. Tell me, what was the reason that you never went to Jewish government school?
Well, I stayed right next door to the school.
Yes.
Dornfontein school was 95% Jewish, and Jewish government was probably 100%
Jewish, yes. Well, the same as Athlone, you remember?
Yes.
In Athlone, when we were there, I would say it was 95% Jewish.
Easily.
When it came to Yom Tovim, then
the school was empty.
The school was empty. They would bring all the non-Jews into one classroom. That's how it was in those days.
That's right.
And you know, the governing body, unbelievable, of the Athlone Boys High School was all Jewish.
Yes.
And amongst one of them was the late Rabbi Alloy. He was on the governing body as well.
Yeah.
And do you remember Dr. Moshe Natus?
Yes, yes.
He used to give Hebrew classes.
So that's right. In the morning.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, it's really, this is going back a while. And this doctor, the Brett was our principal. And when he left, Mr. Davies.
Davies.
Came. Yes, Elwin Davies came.
That's right.
And then he was absolutely against the military band, and he formed an ordinary musical band.
That's right.
Right. But we really, it was a wonderful school. Now let's see, Solly, let's see your memory. What was the slogan of the Athlone Boys High School of the
Faithful and fearless, no, or fearless and faithful.
Yeah. And what was the famous
war cry? Umsikalasi tabosi. Umsikalasi 1, 2, 3.
Umsiklasi, who are we? A-T-H-L-O-N-E. That's it. Yeah. Now, you know, Athlone Boys School, do you know who it was named after?
Well, the Earl of Athlone.
Yeah, correct. When he came to South Africa. Right. So, you know, it's quite a history. When I think of Mr. Holland, who later became the mayor of Johannesburg as well. We had a Mr. Hurd, who was the vice principal. And then there was another gentleman who was acting vice principal, and he was Mr. Cecil Hurwitz. I don't know if you remember Cecil Hurwitz.
No, I don't.
Okay. He also went to Athlone. I've got a text here to say, my late father, Ronnie Rappaport, was at Athlone Boys.
That's right. I remember Ronnie.
Yes.
He was about two forms ahead of me.
Right. And yeah. And now what did you participate in any, extramural activities? What were you interested in? Like soccer, suppose?
Well, I played soccer. I played rugby as well, but rugby was on its way out because, unfortunately we weren't very good at rugby. So, became a soccer playing school. And then we started, funnily enough, I was in form four, Jerry Jersky, Cyril Subel, I was involved, and we started hockey at Athlone, and it was mainly run by ourselves. We did have to have a teacher, and we had a Mr. Skiepers as the teacher, but he wasn't one bit interested in doing anything, and we built up a very nice team.
Team, yeah, you're right.
And my favorite sport was swimming.
You're right, yes. Well, as I mentioned, there was Dinky Horwitz, and they used to have water polo.
Yes.
That was very, very popular.
Very popular. We had quite a number of, players. There was Dinky, there was Eric Ellerin.
Eric Ellerin, yes, I forgot about him.
He played.
Yes.
He also swam.
And you remember Saul Kuzner also went to
Athens. Saul Kuzner. Yes.
In those days. Do you remember the sportsmaster? We had, his name was called Kalo, Lenny Kalo.
Lenny Kalo, I knew because he took the swimming.
Correct.
He was an old boy who came from, he went to Stellenbosch. And I swam for the same club as he did, at Johannesburg Municipals.
Right.
And
right. So as I said, that was Lee Kayla. And of course, also, do you remember who the Latin teacher was? Because in Athlone, you took Latin for
you took Latin or French, and I took French. But the Latin teacher
was a Mrs. Raven.
Late. Wasn't it?
No, Mrs. Raven. There was a Mrs. Tan.
Mrs. Tan,
and
yes.
And then Mr. Raven.
Yes.
And the math teacher was a Mr. Eitzman. I don't know if you
remember. Yes, I remember him well.
Yes, Eitzman. Big chap, short,
big chap.
Fat. Yeah, but he was brilliant math teacher. And it really, there's a big history there. And then, of course, we had a chap taking science who just came out of the ward. It was 1946. He just came out. He was
Frost.
Mr. Cooper. I don't know if you remember.
Alf Cooper.
Alf Cooper.
He was a Springbok.
Yes, a Springbok. Yes.
A cricket player.
Yeah. And he came out of the army, and he took the. Because at Athlone we used to have what you call cadets. You know, this is going back quite a long time, but it's good to reminisce about this. Although this is not my program, Reflection to the Past, I thought I'd bring you in because it's so relevant today that people should know that what came from Athlone, when you mention like Jerry Jerski and all these, a lot of surgeons and doctors came from Athlone.
Came from Athlone.
Unbelievable. And I was told this, in that, there was the one year in 1955, 56, where at medical school, when, what's his name, the famous anthropologist, Philip Tobias was the dean of medicine.
Yard.
90% or 95% of all the students at medical school were Jewish. And out of the 90%, 60% came from Athlone Boys High School. It's unbelievable. That it shows you who we are. But as I said, you know, that's people should know this. And there was a quality of education at Athlone. And then, of course, as I said, they all went on to do medicine. I remember another chap called Levitt. His first name. He became an atomic scientist. He went to live in America. Do you remember Morris Fine?
I remember he did the dentistry and became a specialist.
Yes, right, yeah.
You mentioned an atomic scientist. We had a chap by the name of Leslie Lazarovitz.
That's correct, yes.
He just, the year before last, he won the prize, the Israel Prize for chemistry and physics. He was in our class.
Right, yes, he was there as well, yes. And of course, and then I remember Natey Kano.
Yes, I remember him well.
Yes, Natey became also head boy.
He was head boy when I was there.
Yes, he was
in
head
boy. Same year.
Right. Now we're going to take an ad break. We'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Dr. Solly Cope, all about Athlone and the Dolphin team in the past. I was going to phone Mr. Mike Pretorius, whose father later became the principal of Jewish Government School, which changed its name to IH Harris later on. But unfortunately, we have problems, technical problems with our telephone. We'll try a little later if we can. Now, Solly, do you remember the houses that we were in? What house were you in, you know?
York.
York. I was also in York as well. And the other houses were?
Were Windsor, Lancaster,
Stuart,
what are the
Orange?
The Orange was.
I'm giving you a clue.
Yeah.
York was white.
White,
right? Stuart was
black.
Black.
Windsor was blue.
Blue.
Lancaster was red.
Lancaster. Yeah. They were named after the, because Athlone Boys High School named after the Earl of Athlone. So all the houses were named after famous, royalty in England. Yeah. You know, like the House of Stuart and the House of Windsor. There's one that says, Selborne. There wasn't, Selborne.
Not as far as
there was no Selborne. No. Those were the five houses then. And of course, later on, I don't know if you remember when they extended Athlone Boys High School, they're going to put in, they built a new pavilion. Remember that?
Well, they started I was there the last.
Where they got the earth from, they were excavating to build the new park station, which was in Wanderers View. And all that earth that they brought to Athlone High School. And so they could build a pavilion, and then they built a new swimming pool and tennis courts. I don't know, but of course when we left matric then, and I left in 54, what continued after then, I don't know. But as I said, Athlone had such a rich history, and also not only amongst the medical profession, a lot of them dentists as well. Now, any dentist that qualified at Wits University was accepted. They all went to England. They just rushed there.
Well, it was very lucrative.
To go there. And also, we had two very famous doctors who I think they were became both gynecologists or obstetricians. The one was called Yehudi Gordon. I don't know.
Yes.
And the other one was his brother Chesky Gordon. And they went to Harley Street. They were unbelievable. They got a name second to none in London.
Right.
But they left, you know, when they left, they left South Africa in 61, just a little after the Sharpeville riots.
Right.
And they went to live there because Jeppy Street, you remember, where were your rooms, by the way?
Well, I was actually in Malvern, in Jewell Street.
Jewell Street.
Originally. And I spent about three quarters of my life there. And then I opened rooms in Bedford View.
Right. But they said that Jeppy Street was like Harley Street.
Yeah.
Right? Because you had all those famous buildings like Jenner Chambers and
Medical
Pasture,
Arts.
Medical Arts and Lister buildings and all that. Right. But when you say Malvern, there was the Dr. Rudolph and Dr. Reichman.
They were also in
Jewell Street
yes.
as well. And there was a dentist there called Les Terespolsky.
Les Terespolsky was a pharmacist.
A pharmacist, yes. But I mean, he was also in, I mentioned.
He also Jewell Street.
But there was a dentist there called Oscar Corran.
I met him as well. He used to swim.
Yes, he was a one swimmer. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Yes, right. Oscar Corran. His son is also a dentist today, but he's in America. He's qualified. I think he may be a professor. I'm not sure. So that was, Jules Street was very well known for that. And then, as I said, all the dentists were accepted. And also any South African doctor that qualified at Wits University in those years under whether it was Professor Philip de Beyers or there was Rosendorf was also the Dean of Medicine. They were accepted anywhere in the world. they were just grabbed. They were just grabbed because they're the finest. Now, I've mentioned this before many times, so the listeners, please bear with me, that Wits University medical students or medical faculty was accepted as number 3 in the world. The other two, as I mentioned, was the Edinburgh College of Physicians and Surgeons. The other one was Mount Scopus in New York. And today, Wits Medical School is down to number 260-something.
No, they're down. No.
Right. I've got a SMS here. Was the headmaster mentioned Abe Lipschitz?
Yes.
Yes.
We mentioned him.
Yes. The headmaster of King David Linksfield.
Yes, no, he became a headmaster. That's right.
Yeah, before Mr. Sandler. There was a Mr. Sandler who came after Mr. Lipschitz, Abe Lipschitz. That's quite right. 100% correct. By the way, if you've got anything you want to add, please, you can call us on, well, you can apps us on, or text us on 34519. Unfortunately, the phones are not working at the moment. I would ask you to phone him. So it's 34519 if you want to add anything at all. So, as I said, Wits was accepted anywhere in the world. And then we have now, I'm sure, Solly, you will know because you've been the medical faculty, all these very famous South African, in Johannesburg particularly, surgeons like Sholem Kay, right? There was Mace David. Do you remember him?
Yes, I remember him well.
Mace David.
Yes.
There was Alec Orlick.
Yes, yes.
There were the two brothers called Polonsky. One
Polonsky,
Bernard, and the other one. One was the orthopedic surgeon,
and the other was a gynecologist.
Do you remember Max Cole?
Max Kahn, yes.
Cole, C-O-L-L. Well, his nephew was Reg Levy. Then you must have known
Reg Levy. I remember.
Right, and then of course the Penn family. You had Alan Penn, Alan Lawrence Penn, and his father was Jaime Penn.
Jaime Penn.
They were the ENTs, and then you had the uncle, which was Jack Penn, the plastic surgeon.
And then there was another uncle who was a gynecologist.
Good, right, correct. And then there was also that famous, another orthopedic surgeon was a Professor Edelstein.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And of course amongst the ladies I can mention like the dermatologist Mary Ann Scher, right? Yeah. And then you had Dr. Rachel Getz, sure you knew her.
Yes.
And then, there was a Dr. Dove as well.
Also, I knew him well. He was an Athlonian.
He was an Athlonian. Also, that. And then, we're taking an ad break. We'll be back in a moment.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Dr. Solly Copen. It's quite an incident. He mentions to me that his granddaughter married a Clifford Nepi, that is the son of the late David, and of course, Jeanette Nepi Levodel Lachayim. And I was very, very, very close to Max Nepi because Max Nepi was the president, the chairman of the JP Shul, and I was the treasurer, and I was also his election agent when he became city councillor, and then also later on became mayor of Johannesburg. And the late David was also became mayor, but only for about 6 months. Right. Now, just to get back now, Solly, when you were moved to Bedford View, you said from Malvern, did you know Dr. Hermer?
Yes, very well.
Yes, he was a wonderful doctor there. And I was talking about his brother the other day. That's the Manfred Hermer, who was the famous architect.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
But that's for another time. Now, when you left, did you give up your practice in Bedford View to go and live in Australia?
I gave it up because we traveled to Australia at that stage every year.
To see your
grandchildren, etc. And I was getting older, and it was a bit unfair to be away all the time and expect people to call you. So I gave up.
And gave up. And then did you go to live there at all?
Yeah, well, we do live there
part time. We're in Sydney.
No, in Perth.
Perth.
Because that's where the Nepis are.
All right.
But I've got a son living up on the other side in Newcastle.
Right. Right. And tell me, and a religious affiliation, where did you go to shul here in Johannesburg?
Well, originally we went to the Hasidic shul in Siemet Road. It was on that triangular block.
Because later on when they demolished it, because they were going to build the highway,
yes,
which went at the top, they built the new Hasidic shul on top of Harrah Road.
Harrah Road. Right.
Now, do you remember who the reverend was at the Hasidic shul?
I can picture him, but I can't remember.
His name was Reuben, Lippa Reuben, and he owned Reuben's bookshop. He was the Rebbe of the Hasidic shul. Right. And then after that, from that shul, where did you go?
Well, after that, I went to Waverley.
Oh, well, did you move out of the area? And you
Well, when I moved out to the, well, this, the shul became defunct, really.
Correct, right.
And I got married and, we started going to Waverley.
Where were you living in Waverley?
Well, we were living in it'll come to me.
You have what we call a senior moment.
Yeah.
Tell me, where did you get married? Which shul?
Well, we got married at Germiston shul.
Germiston shul there. So, yeah. Who was the reverend then?
He was also an Athlonian. I just can't think of it.
Just tell me the year.
In 1971.
So, it wasn't Kimmelman, it could have been Rabbi Schur.
Schur.
You see? Rabbi Schur.
Well, you remember better than I do.
Rabbi Schur, I remember that. And then you went to Waverley. And then you went to Australia and you settled in Perth. There's a very quite big Jewish community in Perth as well. I know quite a few people there. There's the Vidovitz family, the Walpert family. I could go on and on, but now Alex Jaffe was also mayor of Johannesburg, and he also went to Athlone.
Yes.
Yeah, because he was very involved in soccer. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Right. Do you remember him?
Yes, he played, soccer in first division time.
I remember him. I remember him being inducted as mayor, and his mayoral chaplain was the late Rabbi Dr. Dennis Isaacs. That I remember like today. I can just picture it. And he used to go to the Yeovil Shul. That I know for a fact.
Yeah.
Right. Now, also, your grandchildren, where do they live now? All in Australia?
Well, I've got grandchildren in Australia and also in Canada.
Canada. Which part of Canada? Toronto?
In Toronto.
Right. Right. By the way, what was your wife's maiden name? Daphne?
Daphne Cohen.
Cohen.
Yeah, she's from Germiston.
Germiston, right. Germiston had a beautiful Jewish community. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're taking a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome back. 10:50. I'm interviewing Dr. Solly Cope. We're talking all about the early days of Dornfontein, Athlone, the Dornfontein Boys' School, all the medical students. Tell me, do you remember all the Jewish anaesthetists? For example, there was Oscar Rosenzweig.
Yes, right. I remember him. There was Harry Allsfine.
Correct, Harry Allsfine. He passed away.
Some time ago.
Yeah, his wife came from Germiston.
Yes.
She was a Groost.
Groost.
They stayed in Klipperke.
That's we also stayed there.
See? Right. And also, do you remember all the famous dentists? A lot went overseas. There was Dr. Julius Sergei. Do you remember him?
Sergei. I remember the name. I never met him.
I tell you why. He was a household name.
Yes.
Because he trained the blind people how to bowl, by playing bowls.
Yeah.
Julius Sergei and his wife, Bianca, of blessed memory. He taught the blind people. And of course also the famous South African pharmacists who started here. For example, the Adcock Ingham Group, They started in Germiston, that in Krugersdorp, sorry.
Krugersdorp.
Yeah. And then, of course, you had Siv Brothers and Karnofsky.
Yes.
And then there was Solly Krok and his late brother, Abby. Yes. I'm very involved with Solly at the moment. I'm busy at the moment writing his biography for him.
Well, I think they came from a place called Rakeshik.
Rakeshik, that's it, 101%.
My parents came from there. I went to Rakeshik.
Oh, right. I must mention this to Solly. I'll be seeing him tomorrow at lunchtime. And also, he came from the southern suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and his brother as well. He's got a sister living in Australia called Bella Baynard as well. But she's in Sydney.
Sydney.
And now, some of the other famous, is there any highlights in your career, that you'd like to mention?
Oh, I'm just trying to think. well, one of the things, it's nothing specific, was the fact that I was in practice in the eastern suburbs, and I must say, it was an enjoyable, and I had a wonderful sort of following of patients. And that in itself, I mean, was one of the highlights of my life, really.
Right. Where did you do your internship?
At the Coronation Hospital.
Because, you know, I was going to mention, like, for example, at Gwynedd, you had all these famous Jewish doctors, like Professor Shamroff.
Shamroff, yeah.
Was there.
He was in Dorfontein.
He was in Dorfontein as well. That's why I mentioned him. And Coronation Hospital was an excellent hospital, and a teaching hospital. And, of course, in those days, Gwynedd was recognized as the finest teaching hospital in the Southern Hemisphere. You had your training there.
I had the training there. Yes.
And you remember the old Johannesburg General?
Very well.
And you know who would remember who was the superintendent who was there? It was a Jewish woman, superintendent of the Joburg Gen. I'll tell you her name, Dr. Gordon.
Mary Gordon. Yes.
Her uncle was the famous Rabbi Lazer Gordon. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Tel Yeshiva in Europe, in Lithuania. That was, Mary Gordon was the first Jewish woman superintendent at the Joburg.
But that was quite a time ago. I think it was even before my time.
Yes, but her name is... As I mentioned, like, you've got Mary Ann Scher, and you've got Rachel Getz, and Mary Ann Gordon. I mean, the Jewish community, the doctors, played such an important role. I would say 99%. And I really mean it. If you went down Jeppy Street and you looked at the boards, 99% of all the names were Jewish doctors. Where they looked in Lister buildings, or you went to, Pasteur or Jenner. Yeah. Remember, it was right over the post office, and Medical Arts later on.
That's right.
And Medical Center as well. So I just want to, wrap up now. There was Professor Lucy Wagstaff.
Yes. She was a pediatrician.
Pediatrician, right. And then also, there was Professor Isaacson. She was the tropical diseases. I don't know if you remember her. Maybe she came later. And Charles Isaacson.
Charles Isaacson, I remember him well.
Right. So I just want to thank, Dr. Solly Cope for coming into the studio. It's been an absolute pleasure reminiscing about the past, and to wish him... When are you going back to Australia?
Probably early next year.
Next year. Oh, well, so yeah, another year. So you'll be here for Yontif, yeah?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
So just to wish him well and his wife, and may have lots of nachas from his children and his grandchildren for many, many years in good health and in happiness. It's been a pleasure having you, and go well. Thank you, Craig, for controlling. Enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy the week. Just to remind you, Friday morning, Reflections on the Past. I also have something very special. And this coming Sunday on my program, The Art of the Cantor, between 4 and 5, I'm going to play Chazonim that have never been heard in South Africa before. So please stay tuned, go well, and have a wonderful day.